And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalei Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime marijuana reporter Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here this morning.
You bet.
Okay, so this morning we're going to talk about hemp and some other little bips and bobs of cannabis news. What you got?
Well, you know, the NoCo Hemp Expo is coming to Denver next week, March 23rd through 25th. And that's at the Gaylord Rockies Resort in Aurora. Had to be changed a couple of weeks ago. The place that they originally were going to have it backed out or something else happened. And this is, it's huge. It's a business conference. It's a farm symposium, networking events. There's all kinds of things going on. I think there's 125 speakers at this event. And a good way to see what's going on in the hemp market today, because you just walk around and see what people are doing with hemp. Governor Jared Polis will be giving a talk on the hemp industry during that. So, you know, if you're interested in hemp in any way, this is a real good way to get started on it. You know, when I think back to the excitement that was around the hemp industry at the beginning here in Colorado, when cannabis was made legal to sell to adults, Colorado is one of the states where people began growing hemp immediately. We were one of the big states, and the state supported the moves from a legislative viewpoint. The governor was for it. The state got off to a heck of a start, but it slowed in recent years. And according to the industry sources, hemp acreage in the state dropped more than 40% from 2019 to 2021. That's a lot. But there was a lot at the beginning. And I think there's a lot of factors involved. For one, cannabis is still illegal federally. That always messes things up. And the FDA has not acted and not clarified anything about CBD. And it has caused real confusion. And nutritional, dietary, and personal care companies, they're holding off. They're just not going to get involved. And the state doesn't have the investment power necessary to push the fiber side. And the fiber side is maybe bigger than the oil side, but the oil side, CBD, was the original impetus behind everybody growing. And companies are merging. They're being bought. They've shut down operations. Probably too many companies got involved thinking they were going to make big money on the CBD side, and that hasn't happened so far. I think we'll see more consolidation in the next year, and COVID is still going to have some impact. The pandemic over the last couple of years exposed weaknesses in the way hemp was being done, lack of workers, supply chain problems, and hemp legislation and FDA rulings have been pushed aside to handle the economic recovery. So really, it's been pushed back as far as legislation is concerned. And so I think it's going to be a weird time for the next couple of years. And another problem for the industry is that a 2018 report estimated that the marijuana industry consumes about 2% of Colorado's annual electricity generation. Now, the majority of Colorado's legal marijuana is grown indoors, which means you're going to be doing that. You need lighting, you need temperature control. And the Denver Department of Public Health and Environment's market report in 2017 estimated that in Denver, this is 4 years ago, where more than half of Colorado's licensed marijuana growing operations are located, it's the main place, the marijuana industry accounted for 4% of electricity use in Colorado.
Ooh, that is a lot of electricity. But my understanding is that the state has a plan to address this problem.
Yeah, the state's been thinking about this. I mean, obviously, we've got to figure out ways to do this better. The most obvious thing would be to grow it outdoors, but that's not going to happen. But the Colorado Legislature's Joint Budget Committee has signed off on a $4.5 million state program meant to improve renewable energy and resource optimization for marijuana cultivations. And that's led by the Colorado Energy Office, and it's the Cannabis Resource Optimization Program, or CROP. I always love the way we get these acronyms, but it's going to provide 150 eligible marijuana growers with free technical resources and renewable energy assessments. This initiative was largely inspired by a 2020 pilot program that implemented similar strategies on a smaller scale, mostly in rural communities. And the JBC approved the program by a 4-2 vote on March 1. Now it goes through the general budgeting process, and it's likely to appear on the long bill, what they call the long bill, which sets funding for state programs and expenditures. And if it's approved, the program could be up and running by July. Let's hope that this will help.
Well, it's certainly nice thinking about the Colorado marijuana industry being in step and working with renewable energy development. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, and last week, the Pueblo Police Department released a PSA warning about an increase in overdoses tied to laced marijuana.
That's awful.
Yeah, it said that people who have been buying marijuana illegally from street dealers have been experiencing adverse reactions, mostly with vapes, which are the main thing that is on the black market, apparently. I don't know. I don't know much about the black market myself. But locally, police said they found marijuana laced with fentanyl and methamphetamine. And the Pueblo Police Department has received numerous calls for service where people who were thinking they were smoking marijuana have overdosed on opioids or amphetamines or fentanyl. And these are all black market products that are being bought on the streets. And I mention this because it's another reason that the state legalized marijuana for adult use, is so that we could slow the black market. And it's just a reminder, if you're going to use cannabis, buy it from a store where you know it's been tested and where you know you're going to get what you paid for.
Safety first, everybody.
Yeah.
And that was Leland Rucker. He can be heard the first and third Thursdays of every month, giving us the update on what's happening in the world of cannabis here on the Cannabis Report on KGNU. Leland, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanalei Myers.